Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
I want general dentists to, I focus on empowering them to do more specialty type procedures because one, we want amazing experiences for our patients and we want amazing experiences for our families.
Yeah.
Okay. Meaning we want to make the money.
Okay.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple and dentistry should be simple.
Hey, welcome back to the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. And we are back live here at Studio 3D at the 3D Retreat. And listen, I want to talk this week about the modern day general dentist specialist relationship. Recently on one of my posts or whatever they're called on Instagram, I put up a quote about why general dentists should be doing their own endodontics, and I got a little bit more feedback than I anticipated. And what really surprised me is some of the feedback I got was from general dentists themselves. So I thought it'd be a great topic to dive in a little bit deeper here on the podcast. And before we get into that, let's turn it over to Meredith and see what she's got.
Yeah, so excited to be back. I feel like we've taken a little bit of a hiatus.
It has been a little bit of time.
It's been a busy, busy season. But yeah, your post just kind of created some pushback, I would say, more or less than feedback.
And I was surprised at that.
Yeah,
I didn't expect that. I expected that early in my career.
Yes.
24 years later, I really didn't expect that.
Well, I expected it from specialists, not from general dentists. They were kind of, you know, taking sides. But let's kind of get into it and talk about what you think that the specialist and general dentistry relationship should be in 2024, kind of the modern day relationship.
Well, I'd like to change one thing. You said specialist-general dentist relationship, and I think it should be general dentist-specialist relationship. Right. And here's why I say that. The general dentist is the conductor of the orchestra. I've been saying that for 15 years now, or maybe even longer. And I also like to think of the general dentist as the general contractor for the patient. And really at the very beginning or the top of all of this is our patient experience has to be the driving factor. It cannot be money, it cannot be time, it cannot be any of those things. It has to be about the patient experience. No, so that is first and foremost with this. It's got to be about the patient experience. Now, what do I think the general dentist specialist relationship looks like in 2024? And first and foremost, it's got to be about making a great patient experience with great outcomes. And then I think it has evolved. So when you look, I graduated in 1999 from dental school. And when I was in dental school, general dentists pretty much didn't do very much.
Dentistry.
We did restorative dentistry. We occasionally took out teeth. We occasionally did a front tooth root canal. And that's pretty much it. Yeah. That was the limit of a general dentist. But with modern technology, modern materials, with economic changes, the general dentist has become a super general dentist.
Yeah.
In other words, we have to, we should be doing more advanced procedure, more quote unquote specialty procedures.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, like, I'm guilty of calling them specialty procedures, and really they're not specialty procedures. They are procedures that have traditionally been done by specialists, but they are dentistry procedures. Yeah. A root canal is a dentistry procedure. It's not limited to endodontists.
Right.
Extraction is a specialty, is not a specialty procedure. It's not limited to oral surgeons. Gum grafting is a, not a, it's a general, it's a dentistry procedure. It should not be limited only to periodontists. Mm-hmm. You know, working on kids is a dentist procedure. It should not be limited to pediatric dentists. So,
well, I think even if you go back to the, what you always show with general dentistry and mm-hmm. emotional dentistry, a lot of these quote unquote specialist procedures don't even fall under the emotional dentistry.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them just become general dentistry when patients are in pain.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times we refer out because a patient's in pain and we don't have the time to deal with it.
And so that's one issue. I'd love to cover that, and we can kind of go there. Okay. So make a note of that one for us to talk about. But, you know, I want us to understand, number one, is that the general dentist owns the patient. Now, that is going to probably make some people upset, okay? But because nobody owns anybody.
Right.
I get that part.
It's the same as a primary care physician sending you to the rheumatologist, the cardiologist, all these different things, right? At the end of the day, you come back to them.
Yes.
And then if you get a great GP doctor who can take care of everything, wouldn't you much rather see your primary care doctor than have to go to all these six different places if they tell you they specialize in this or they're able to take care of it?
Yeah, of course. And that's, again, that's my point, is it's got to be about the patient experience, okay? Right. Now, what has changed in the last 25 years is the economic conditions, okay? And general dentists are having to do more quote-unquote specialty type procedures, or procedures that were typically done by the specialists. Now, what is amazing is that technology, equipment advances, material advances are allowing us to do it at a very high level. And that has to be said. And that's, I assume, people understand that when I talk about general dentists doing this, is that our standard of care has to be met. And standard of care is going to be doing it at a very high level. So in other words, I can't say, hey, I'm going to do molar endo and use a single hand file and, you know, do a, not a great job. Like, I assume that our podcast listeners, people on social media, are conscientious dentists wanting to do very good work. So what does this relationship look like? Number one, I believe that I'm the conductor of the orchestra. That is my patient. I'm temporarily letting you work on my patient is how I look at it, okay? And that that patient should come back to me, okay? And that number two, that I get to choose who I refer to.
Mm-hmm.
I get to choose what levels of that procedure I want to do. And to me, a good general dentist specialist relationship is a two-way working relationship. It's not someone telling me what I can and can't do, but it's also someone giving me feedback saying, hey, this didn't look that great, or you can do this better, or how can I help you get better? It's got to be a two-way relationship. And for me, all my career, you know, the first 5 years, it was a one-way relationship. I sent a lot out.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I wanted to expand my scope of care, I honestly ended up changing to all new specialists because I needed a two-way relationship.
Right.
And today I refer out maybe 20% of the specialty type procedures and do 80% in-house. When early in my career, I referred out 100%, and then we slowly moved towards this scenario where I'm doing more and more of the work. Now, a couple of things. I don't want to work with specialists that don't work with third-party financing.
Okay.
I don't want to work with specialists that don't have a open two-way dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work with specialists that don't communicate by text message.
Right.
Okay.
Doctor to doctor.
I want to work with, you know, I want to work with specialists that communicate in the way that I communicate with.
Right.
Now, if I live in an area where that's not an option, then I will either learn how to do those procedures, or I will I will learn to accommodate to the market that I'm in.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily we live in a relatively reasonable sized city.
Yeah.
Okay, a top 50 city in the country. And that's what we do. And so I have slowly worked with all of my specialists to lay out my expectations. And I totally get it. I've had specialists say that I can't work like that. Yeah. And I totally understand, and we both agree that we'll mutually part ways with respect for each other.
Yes.
Okay, but for me to take care of the patient, I can't be getting on the phone, and I got to be able to communicate with people. I got to be able to send them 3D x-rays. I got to be able to send them digital impressions. They got to understand the language of clinical dentistry that I work in.
And they have to have that type of technology.
Yeah, maybe not the specific brand, right. But they got to have, you know, something along those lines.
It's hard for you to have a CBCT and be referring to specialists who don't.
Or who's dipping x-rays, right?
Right?
But
yeah.
For the most part, that doesn't exist.
2024, yeah. I would hope so. So let's talk about why you focus on empowering general dentists to take on some of these procedures before we get into kind of what you send out.
Yeah, so for me, I believe as an educator, my job is to empower dentistry.
Yes.
Okay, and so 99% of our market that I speak to, that I work with, are general dentists, because that's what I am. I'm a general dentist. So I believe that my obligation is to empower the general dentist.
Yeah.
Okay, and now why do I want to empower that? One, I want great outcomes for our patients.
Yeah.
Two, I want great outcomes for our families.
Yeah.
Okay, so it really boils down to two things.
Yeah. And I love the term super GP.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that's what a lot of people are becoming.
Well, they have to become that, right? So that's why I'm focusing on empowering them. And, you know, I remember this one patient, Randy. You probably remember Randy.
Uh-huh.
Super tall guy, plays basketball. I just want to make sure you remember him. And I remember when he came into my office, he was the case that sticks in my head about why I do quote-unquote specialty type procedures.
Yeah.
Randy was congenitally missing tooth number 7.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he had a gap. Number 8 had slid over a little bit. There's a gap between 8 and 9. He wanted to look better. And I remember we needed to do tooth movement and an implant on him. And I thought to myself, man, I would have to refer him in my early days.
Right.
I'd have to refer him to an orthodontist.
Yep.
I'd have to refer him to a surgical specialist, periodontist, oral surgeon. And then I would see the patient and get to do my work.
So that's a lot of work to manage all that for $1,500.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And lots of times those patients get lost along the way because it becomes complicated. They get tired.
You know what Kevin says? Our gym trainer, he says you get lost in the sauce.
You get lost. And that's what happens, right? So when the specialists start seeing this and they start feeling the pain, okay, because they have felt the pain, right? Although specialists are doing better than ever.
Yeah.
Okay. But they felt that pain of loss of the easier cases. I look at it very, you know, look, I'm bold, I'm pretty direct. I look at it, they have no one to blame but themselves. Right. They've made this relationship complicated. Many of them, at least the older ones, began in an era where they could be authoritarian and tell you what you could do. They don't take insurance, they didn't take insurance, they didn't have to do financing, and they were all super busy and they were all doing amazing. But times change.
And I think they're also very transactional.
Yes.
So it is a transactional relationship with our patients, and they just, their patients are a dime a dozen to them because they're always referred. They're never having to reach out and take care of patients and kind of do some of the hand holding that we offer in our practices.
You know, speaking of that, here's a something that irks me. Some of the largest study clubs in this country are specialist led.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Right.
I think they should be general dentist led because that's who takes care of the patient.
Right.
And specialists should absolutely be a part of that study club.
Right.
The model has got to change.
Education, some of the education programs are like that too. One of our you know, companies was really pushing to have a specialist teach one of our courses. And I said, we would prefer for it to be a general dentist because we train general dentists.
That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
And so I think dentistry, number one, the general dentists have to begin. I've been saying this for 15 years, and it drives me nuts. The general dentist has got to start understanding that we hold the power.
Yeah.
Okay? We attract the patients.
Right.
We are
tell
the
patients. Tell them, you diagnose and tell them what they need.
Yes. And we control. We should be controlling the narrative. Now, I get it. Some people aren't ready to do that, but that's the narrative that I work with, and that's what I focus on. I want general dentists to, I focus on empowering them to do more specialty type procedures because, one, we want amazing experiences for our patients, and we want amazing experiences for our families.
Yeah.
Okay. Meaning we want to make the money.
Okay, right. Yeah. So I'm so busy. I don't need this. Mm-hmm. I'm so busy. That's what I hear all the time. You know, I don't need to do root canals. I'm so busy. It takes too much time. How do you feel about that?
How do you want me to answer that question, Meredith?
I know the answer. I just want you to say what you want to say.
My direct answer to the general dentist that says, I don't need to learn these procedures is going to be this.
The workflow?
If you're going to be practicing more than 5 years, you're going to get left behind and you're going to be a dinosaur, okay? The reality is you have got to learn these procedures. You've got to attempt, okay? Now, if you start doing a procedure and you find out you're not any good at it, you need to stop, okay? but you've got to attempt. You know, the bottom line is the modern day practice has got to learn to do these procedures. Now, Let's also look at this. Let's look at the economics of this, okay? Let's look at income in dentistry, okay? The highest paid dentists are the orthodontists, the oral surgeons, and then the general dentist is at the very bottom. So why would I not, and my cost of doing business is higher than theirs. You know, my cost.
You need more team members. You have hygienists.
Yes, my cost of, you know, periodontists have hygienists too. Okay, pediatric dentists have hygienists too. But my cost of running a practice is higher than the specialists.
Yeah.
So why would I not want to climb that mountain? Why would I not want to bring those procedures into my practice?
Right.
Why would I, as a young dentist, not want to set up my career for success by learning these procedures? Now, again, I'm going to keep saying it because I know what people are often thinking. They're like, oh, it's money-driven. And yes, we're money conscious, okay? I'm patient outcome.
Well, that's how you create a business.
I'm patient experience and outcome driven, okay? But yes, absolutely. I want to pay my overhead. I want to provide for myself and my family. You know, I want to provide and I want to succeed in life. I don't want to be 65 years old and have nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that. And I don't want that for general dentists. I don't want that for any dentist, whether a general dentist or a specialist.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I focus on empowering the general dentist. If it's up to me, study clubs are ran by general dentists and the specialists get the honor and privilege of being part of that.
Yeah, to create networks and build networks for referrals.
Instead of being the other way around.
That's why they're doing it.
It's not my honor
to them for referrals. Well, one thing I wanted to mention that was said on the post is somebody said something about time. That's why I brought that up. And your response was that you could prep and in the time you were milling and staining and glazing a crown, you could have the root canal done. So you really weren't adding much time to the procedure, but you were, you know, gaining $1,000 or so to a procedure you were already doing.
Again, look, I care about the money. I'm not money driven. I care about that.
Yeah.
But more importantly,
smart.
I don't want to send the patient somewhere else. Yeah. That patient's going to have to leave my office, go somewhere else for a consultation, make another financial arrangement, figure out how they're going to pay for it. Do they take my insurance, not take my insurance, and then hopefully come back to me. And
well, then they can't take off work for another couple of weeks. It's going to push off the crown.
It's the... You know,
when it's an emergency, guess what? It's still our problem. Yeah, they're not going to go back to the office.
You know who's really winning in this?
Yeah.
And what we want at the end of the day is we want multi-doctor practices, single-location practices. Those practices are winning. Those group organizations, corporate dentistry, DSOs, that set that up are winning the most. And that's how they're setting it up. Yeah. They're actually driven by the patient experience.
Yeah, if they can't find general dentists that can do it, they'll hire a specialist.
Specialist to do it. Yeah, and there's a lot of reasons they do that. There's economic reasons they do that. There's clinical reasons that they do that because a lot of the young general dentists aren't really equipped and trained to do some of these procedures.
Right. Well, let's talk about in 2024, what procedures do you refer out at your practice in Raleigh?
I think the reason I want to talk about this is because I want people to know I'm a practicing dentist, as of 2024, I'm still a practicing dentist. Yeah. I plan on practicing for at least 3, 4, 5 more years, maybe more. Depends on, you know, how that all looks for me. And we have multiple doctors in our office and we refer out. We have, I hope, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but we have a good relationship with our specialists. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Okay. And so in our practice,
I mean, we get hams at Christmas. What more could you want? Yeah. Angus Barn cheese and crackers.
Sure. I can go buy that shit on my own.
I'm joking. You know. that's Rick, kind of Rick's joke is he'll say, you'll send them all these extraction implants for a ham at Christmas.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it yourself?
Yeah. Or a ticket to a football NFL game. Yeah. I can buy that on my own too. Right. So I get it. You know, I get it. That's how it was done in the 70s and 80s and 90s. That's not how it's done in 2000. It was done that way in the 2000s.
Right. Yeah.
It's not how it's done in 2024.
No. Or doesn't need to be done that way.
Yeah, it shouldn't be done that way.
Right.
So what do I refer out? In our office, we refer out third molars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like to think I'm pretty good surgically. I do full arch cases. I do lateral windows. I do pretty decent surgeries. But there's something about third molars for me that I don't enjoy doing. I've tried. I understand the economics of why I should be doing it, but it's something that I don't enjoy doing. Therefore, I refer that out.
Especially when those college kids are home.
I want to be taking time off too. You know. Number two, I refer out some endo. Uh-huh. Okay. So calcified canals.
Yeah.
Complex anatomy. When we see anatomy on a CBCT that's more than a relatively reasonable MB2, refer it out. It's not, honestly, if I say it properly, it's not worth the time and effort. We're not going to get the best outcome. We're not going to get the best outcome in that situation
for the patient,
knowingly. Okay. And again, when it comes to endo, we have CBCT. We take CBCTs on all our patients. We have a microscope. We have loops with headlights. We have, we have the
Comet system.
We have all the stuff that we need, to do great work.
Yeah.
When it comes to perio, I refer out all soft tissue grafting. Okay. I don't do any soft tissue grafting at this point in time. I refer out some pre-implant grafting. I do some lateral GBR. I do sinus bumps. I do lateral windows. If it's complex anatomy in the sinus, I refer that out. And then when it comes to orthodontics, I refer out anything on adolescents, and because I want their bite to be set up correctly, or not by me.
Yeah.
And then I refer out anything that involves moving molars.
Yeah.
I used to say posterior teeth, but premolars don't count.
Yeah.
Moving molars or vertical bite changes, I refer all of that out.
Right. So we do then all kids. Orthodontics.
And all kids.
Yeah.
So we do cosmetic orthodontics. Yeah. So that's pretty much kind of what I refer out. Now, some of those procedures, my ego says I should be doing and could be doing, and maybe in the future I will be doing. But to
or
your
have
point,
an associate.
Yeah. So,
one thing, like at our last Comet Endo training, 8 out of the 12 doctors there were associates of our masterminders, which is great because that's them bringing it in house, not necessarily them taking their time up to do it.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. Absolutely. It's, you need to look. If we want to build great businesses, you want to get people into your door and never let them leave.
Right.
Okay, that's how you build a great business.
Yeah.
You never let them leave.
Right.
Okay. Like they sleep at your office too. Just kidding.
Slumber parties.
Like church lockouts.
Well,
locks in.
Say, yeah.
So, you know, that's kind of where we stand with what we're referring out. Yeah. And I hope over time I learn how to do some of those procedures. And I would like to think I have the hands to do it. Mm-hmm. But what has changed and what does change, and kind of build on to what you said, is I want to pick and choose what I do based on right. my happiness and being true to my business, mm-hmm. okay? And of course, guiding all of that is good to the patient. So right. if I'm not good at something, I don't want to do it,
yeah.
okay? If I don't, right now I'm at a point where I've, you know, knock on wood, I'm lucky enough to, if I don't enjoy it,
yes.
I don't have to do it,
right.
okay? But that's not how I got into
right.
Learning to do these specialty procedures. I got into root canals because I needed to sustain my business. I got into implants because I needed to sustain 2009 depression, you yeah. know, recession, depression, whatever you call it. You know, I got into some of these procedures because it was necessary from an economic standpoint.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my take on it. You know, look, if you want to learn these specialty type procedures, if you want to learn implants, there's no better way than to learn on live patients. So if you're new to implant dentistry and want to get trained in implants, our tooth replacement therapy program with live patients is amazing. If you're doing implants and you want to up your game and you want to learn guided bone regeneration, our advanced grafting with live patients, where you'll do a guided bone regeneration, a sinus bump, and a lateral window sinus lift, is an amazing program. If you're that dentist that says, you know what, I'm pretty good surgically, but I want to get into serving the edentulous or soon to be edentulous patient with overdentures and fixed hybrids, our Full Arch Express is an amazing program for you. If you're part of our mastermind and you or your associate want to learn how to do endodontics with modern equipment in a modern way with a restorative background, how you can do and endodontics build up and crown in a single visit, then our one-day endo program is great for you. If you want to learn how to do orthodontics and tooth movement with clear aligners, then you know what? Matt, with our clear aligner clear aligner orthodontic program is great for you. We built 3D dentists to empower the general dentist to thrive in their practice, and we'd love to help you on the journey. And if you need business help, what I love the most is our business mastermind. We'd love to have you join that. So we'll see you guys next week. And again, leave us reviews, share it on social media, help us spread the message so that we can help general dentistry be amazing.